Many federal agencies base the policies on what they know about geographic areas, things like population density, incomes, or other economic factors. Now the Agriculture Department has created a detailed online place to learn about rural America. It's called the Atlas of Rural and Small Town America. Here with details and how the Atlas can help your agency with policymaking is John Cromartie, a geographer with the USDA's Resource and Rural Economics Division. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
So tell us about the Atlas and what kind of information it contains.
Well, what we've done with the Atlas of Rural and Small Town America is assembled the latest county-level statistics, population statistics, economic statistics from the U.S. Census Bureau and other federal sources, and we've put them into an easy-to-use mapping program, a web-based mapping program, and added features that help to highlight both the overall scope and especially the diversity of socioeconomic trends that affect counties of different types across the country.
So how are you able to aggregate all this data? You say it all comes from federal sources?
Yes, ma'am. It comes from primarily the U.S. Census Bureau, but also from the Bureau of Labor Statistics and from Department of Agriculture's latest Census of Agriculture.
So it sounds like an interagency effort.
Yes, and we've timed the release of the Atlas. It follows on the heels of the release of the first full set of county-level data from the Census Bureau's American Community Survey. So for hundreds of small counties throughout the U.S., these data that came out in December offer the first chance, really, to measure key socioeconomic information since the previous decennial census in 2000. So it's a time right now, and there's other data being released by the census and by other agencies that really make this a good time to try and bring all of these important sort of policy-relevant indicators together in one mapping program.
So, but how would this help federal agencies then when it comes to policymaking?
Well, it's one of the features I think that's really helpful about web-based mapping or interactive mapping is this ability to, on the one hand, get a countrywide snapshot and see the overall picture for something important like population change or employment loss in manufacturing or education levels and how they vary across the country. And then at the same time, to be able to zoom in to specific regions of the country where those indicators may be a very important part of what is challenging that region, or maybe it's an indicator of an asset of that region. So it's this ability to compare different regions, to be able to zoom in and really focus on, say, the Northern Great Plains or the Delta region of the South, and just to get an idea of what particular challenges are occurring in what areas.
We're speaking with John Cromartie, a geographer with the Resource and Rural Economics Division at the Agriculture Department. And so it sounds as if agencies, for example, that give grants could target the grant making to places that need it the most using this data.
Exactly. For instance, if you might be working in a program that's targeting an aging population, you can map, you know, the percent of the population over age 65. And you would see, if you did that, that older population counties are clustered in the heartland of the country, in the Great Plains, where there has been long-term out-migration of youth, and therefore the population is getting older. But it's also clustered in other areas of the country, which are retirement destinations. Now, those are two very different types of counties, two very different sort of sets of challenges and assets if your program happens to be something related to targeting older populations. That's one example. You may be wanting to understand conditions surrounding high out-migration, and you can see by studying different types of counties that have high out-migration what's sort of behind, what causes that in different parts of the country.
So how are you making this atlas available, and is it available to just anyone?
It is absolutely available to just anyone. It's on the ERS website, ers.usda.gov, and it's being publicized in a number of different ways. We really do encourage people to provide feedback. This is the first release of the atlas. We plan to continue to update it, including new indicators, especially as they come online. For instance, the first county-level data from last year's decennial census will be coming out this month, and we will be adding that those new population numbers as they become available. But we want to hear from users and hear, you know, what indicators should we be including, what other features would be helpful in adding. One feature I didn't mention is that we really have tried to focus on making this useful for local areas. So, for instance, if you zoom in to a particular county or a set of counties, you can click on the county and a window pops up with all the information for that county, and you can download the data specifically for that county. So those are the types of features that we hope are useful, and we would love to hear feedback from anyone about.
John Cromartie is a geographer with the Resource and Rural Economics Division. We want to thank you, sir, for your time this morning and your insight and bringing us up to speed. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me.